You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
I'm back. My name's Alex Pardo. Appreciate you taking the time to tune into the Flip Empire show. I got another hot one coming in at you. So I received a lot of positive feedback from episode 535. I had the opportunity to be interviewed by my friend Stratton Brown on his Winning Move podcast and covered some things hadn't really spoken about on too many other shows and thought it would be cool to just repurpose parts clips out of that interview into this podcast episode. And oftentimes it's funny, people reach out to me and they're like, how's life post real estate? I'm like, what are you talking about? I have no idea. I'm still in real estate. But they think that because I decided to scale my wholesaling business and then I ultimately chose to kill it, that I'm out of real estate. But you know, we talk about why I made the decision to scale the operation. And then ultimately, why was it that I decided to take it out behind the barn and put a bullet in it? Well, talk about that. Talk about how I overcame identity crisis. That's something I don't believe I've ever shared on this show before, but there was a little bit of an identity crisis going on around that time. And so discuss that. How do you vet finding the right coach or mentor? Like, what's the process of actually vetting them? And then the conversation transitions into one of the most valuable currencies you can have. I'm not talking about cryptocurrency. I'm talking about relationship capital and how do you cultivate it? So I think this is very timely and it's needed for you to hear the conversation I had with Stratton. So let's dive right into episode 537.
And then at what point did you come to with wholesale? And I don't want to stick on this for too long, to where you saw like the scalability of it just wasn't there anymore. And it's like, what do I want to do now? Like, did that play a role into it?
Yes and no. I wouldn't say that the scale, because the wholesaling business is definitely something you can scale. I have a lot of friends that have scaled their business. What I found in my experience that didn't fit my vision is that I had built this monster. I had built this machine that was eating up about 50 grand a month in overhead between marketing and overhead and this and that. It was between 40, 41 and 50 grand a month, basically in overhead. And my margins weren't increasing. In fact, my margins were decreasing. And I had built this machine that I had to feed. And at the end of the day, when I really look at it, like, I'm a part of several masterminds and I know quite a few people, well-known people that make millions of dollars a year in top line revenue. But when you get to the meat of it, to the heart of what they actually take home and make, it's not much more than one man shows, one woman shows that I know out there. And so it looks sexy and it looks, and I'm not saying it's not possible to scale a business and be highly, highly profitable. It is. But for me, I just found that I had created a business that I no longer wanted to be a part of. I got into business so that it serves me, my family, and serves others as well. And I wanted a simple business. I didn't want a complex business that had all these moving parts. So nothing bad to say about wholesaling. Wholesaling is a phenomenal vehicle to generate a bunch of cash, but then it's, what are you going to do with that cash? How are you going to put that money to work into assets that spit off cash? That's what I wish I realized early on in my career.
Well, hands down, it's a cash machine. Like, it's an ATM. Like, if you're a one man show and you can dial it in, right, you can make a lot of cash fast.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. So, for me, scaling, just I thought I wanted it. And again, I think I got sucked into the vortex of social media, seeing people talk about, hey, we're doing 5, 10, 20 deals a month and we're making all this money. And I knew I could do that. I didn't doubt myself. And so we went about the business of doing it, but it wasn't what I thought it would be. And
what did you think it would be?
What did I think it would be? Nobody's ever asked me that question. I thought it would be a lot. I don't want to say easier because I don't shy away from challenges. In fact, I seek challenges. I thought it was going to be more smooth. Like, I didn't realize how much time I was going to be spending on the management side of the business, sales trainings, just constantly tracking KPIs, testing, tweaking. Like, I'm a relationships guy. I'm a big picture guy. I love to, like, that's where I feel like I'm operating within my genius zone, my unique ability. But what I found was when I started to scale the business and build that team, I found myself in more of an operations role. And while I wasn't talking to sellers and doing the marketing and talking to buyers, I had the team to do all that. I found myself spending a lot of time in management and putting out fires. And it just wasn't what I wanted.
Okay.
Yep.
The operations role gets hard and you're more of the visionary, right? And you just want to think big picture, connect with people. I feel like we're a lot of the same way in that aspect.
Yep, 100%. And by the way, I think it's coming across, obviously, like when you build a business, when you're the entrepreneur, there's going to be fires. I mean, that's inevitable. And you have to be a leader. And so I wasn't shying away from that. I was just at the end of the day building a business that I didn't believe could be sold. And it was a business that wasn't generating cash flow. It was a transactional business. Do a deal, close the deal, move on to the next dude. And it felt like I was almost on this like hamster wheel of a business that I created. And I don't know about you, but that's not why I got into business.
No.
So I learned a lot about realizing that that wasn't my identity. My business didn't make up who I was. And that it was one of the things I learned was that when you know something's not right, whether it's a gut feeling or it's just you don't have that passion, your heart's not into it, it's so much quicker to rip the Band-Aid off than to just let the business bleed out. And that's what I didn't want to do because I owed it to my team, to be honest with them.
So how did you go about turning it off?
Yeah. So first of all, I had a very open, honest conversation with my team individually and then as a company. And I was there for them. I made sure that I supported them. I made sure that they were going to be in good hands, whether that was me looking for opportunities for them or whether that was me working with them over the course of 3-4 months. And yeah, so it took about, I think I had a conversation with my team February of 2020. And then ironically enough, like a month later, the COVID hits, right? And by the way, so this decision had absolutely nothing to do with COVID. When I made the decision, COVID wasn't even like a thought in my brain. So that just kind of sped up the process, if anything.
Yeah.
So, but I think it's as a leader, you have to be open and transparent with your team. And I'm such a big believer in just when you speak your truth, you should be able to live with the result. And that doesn't mean that it's not going to be difficult and you're not going to have challenging conversations with people. But I think you got to be open and honest and shoot people straight. Don't BS people. There's too much of that going on. And people will appreciate it, even if it's hard news.
How did you overcome, and I asked you this question, I was like, how did you overcome the identity crisis of no longer being a real estate guy?
Well, yeah,
a wholesaler is one thing I somewhat went through.
The short answer, and then I can elaborate, is by being vulnerable. So on my podcast, I wasn't going to do this because here I am. I host this podcast called The Flip Empire Show, which is so much more than just about real estate, right? But I had been doing this for so long and I'm fortunate and grateful that I was in a position where sometimes people would come to me for questions and advice. And I almost felt like I was letting people down to a certain degree if they knew that I was no longer actively building and scaling a wholesaling operation. And I realized that people weren't coming to me necessarily because I had an active wholesaling operation. It was because of my experience and it was because of the insight, maybe the perspective that I could share with them and the fact that I was just going to be brutally honest. I wasn't going to BS people. And dude, you and I are so much more than our businesses. We're so much more than any money we make. That doesn't define who we are, right? Like our core values, our principles, like that's what defines who we are. How we show up to our families, our friends, the community, how we impact people. That's what makes up who we are, in my opinion. And once I realized that like my business is a separate entity. That's not who Alex Pardo is. That's mm-hmm. my business. It was easy for me to create a podcast and just kind of share with people like, hey, look, this is my journey. This is why I made this decision. And it was like, it almost felt like a big like bag of bricks just came off my shoulder. And now I'm happier, making more money. And I just feel more fulfilled, which honestly is the most important part.
So I want to know how you vetted out that life coach. Like, how did you vet the dude out and make sure he was legit?
Yeah, well, and I don't know how useful or valuable this is going to be for people because I can't translate this. But one of the things that I've always trusted in 9 out of 10, if not 10 out of 10 times when I trust it, it serves me well, is my intuition, my gut. And so I looked him up on social media and he wasn't to this day, he's not a big influencer or anything like that. He's just a real guy with real world experience. And not just one of the things that really sold me on him was aside from the fact that I had several conversations with him and we had intimate, deep conversations, he was a marriage counselor. And I was in a period of my life where I was dating and I knew that I wanted to start a family pretty soon. I wanted to meet the right woman. I wanted to have kids. And so we had conversations, not just about business, not just about how I could create a plan to climb out of this six-figure debt, but we had like just meaningful life conversations about relationships and about impact and giving. And I knew in this person, this is so much more than a business coach, someone who successful entrepreneur, had several successful businesses. And so I knew I could get fed from a business perspective, but honestly, that's not the hard part. Like, that's just the X's and O's of like how to build a business and make money. Like, we can all gain that. But this is somebody who, he had actually just lost his wife to cancer. He was married for 20 plus years. And just, you ever talk to somebody that just has so much wisdom and you could tell their life experience, they have so much to share and give? And man, we just connected. Again, to this day, he's my coach. So
I mean, that's how I felt about you, right? We sit there and we talk at dinner forever. And I was like, oh yeah, this guy has a ton to offer me. And I love exactly where all his headspace is. Cause like, these are the questions I'm asking myself.
Wow, man. Honestly, that really does. I genuinely mean this when I said that means a lot coming from you. So thank you. But it's so important, Stratton, that we put ourselves in these environments and we build relationships with people, because how different could my life have been had I not met that person? Who knows? Right. And the only reason I met that person was because of a close relationship with another friend, another entrepreneur. And so relationship capital, I was talking about this with Ian this morning. Relationship capital to me is so much more valuable than any amount of money. It's about your network and it's about how deep those relationships are.
So how do you invest into all these relationships? Because that's my number one thing. I think relationship capital is number one over anything.
Yeah, great question. I think you have to be very genuine and sincere about wanting to help people. I have to find a better word or words for add value, but if you come up with something, let me know. But because I feel like it's so overused, but like you have to genuinely want to help people. If I can share this example, Kalani, who is awesome. I met you and Kalani at a mastermind several months ago. All the three of us are kind of like on a similar path when it comes to storage. We're all pretty new and we're all learning so much. And I genuinely want to help people. And I remember I had shared about what I was doing to build a list and my direct mail, and Kalani reached out to me. And I remember we spoke like pretty much right away, and vice versa. There's been people in the storage industry that, hey, I don't know how this works. And I've reached out to them. And I think, how do you build relationships? I think you genuinely put other people's interests before yours. You want to genuinely see people succeed. And then you're very intentional and proactive about seeking and building those relationships. Every now and then I reach out to people and I'll create a simple 20-second video and I'll text it to somebody. And that video could be, hey, just checking in on you. Want to see how you're doing. If you need anything, reach out. And it's personalized. It's not like I'm creating one video and sending it out to 20 people. So I think you just have to have a heart for wanting to connect with people, and do so not because you want to get something in return. Do something because it's like the cool thing to do, and it feels good to help people and to have an impact on people's lives.
Right. My big thing, and I like the voice messages so it doesn't take up their time, but I just FaceTime people on their birthday. Right. And love it. It's a lot more than a phone call. Right. FaceTime them, tell them you care, tell them you love them, then you just keep on pushing. And then I think gifts are massive. What's it called? Man. Bro, Ian wrote me a handwritten letter when I went on his podcast and gave me a book. I was like, oh, I got to start doing that. Cause like, it meant so much in that relationship capital. It was amazing. So
It's funny.
It meant a lot to me.
Yeah, dude. It's funny. Mike Wagner, a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I got something in the mail from Amazon and it had a note, and it was from Mike Wagner from a conversation we had had weeks prior about parenting. And he just bought a book for me on like parenting and sent it to me. Like, there's a book called Giftology, which I highly recommend. You're watching this or you're listening to this, I highly recommend you guys check out the book Giftology. In fact, DM Mark Evans is awesome at that.
Bro, that's where I got it from.
Yeah.
That's where I got it from. And he's amazing at it.
He really is. He's next level with it. He even has like a Giftology budget, I believe. And it's cool, dude. Like what you just said, it's memorable. What's that saying, Stride? I'm probably going to butcher it, but people don't care how much until they know how much you care, or something along those lines. I may have butchered it, but you get the idea, dude. Yeah, man. So that's how you build and set up a system for building relationships with people. So one of the things I like to do is like in the storage world, there was 10 people that I wrote down a list and I said, I want to connect with this person in the storage world and I want to build a relationship with them. So when you're very clear and intentional about it, you can put yourselves in those positions to connect with people and just make it about the relationship. Don't make it about how can they help you. Make it about how you can help them and how you can align yourself, like find out what their goals are and see how you can contribute and add to their goals. It could be a simple connection. It could be sending them a book. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but the fact that they know you're thinking about them goes a long way. All right, we're done with that particular episode. Again, so grateful for you to give me your time, energy, and attention. Hopefully that episode kind of made you think about how to go about the process of, if you're going to scale your business, to scale it responsibly and under control, make sure you're doing it because that's what you really want. And if it is, I support you in every sense of the word. If I can help you in any way, whether it's formally or informally, let me know. Speaking of, I also talked in that show about the importance of just vetting the people you work with, whether it's a coach, a mentor, a mastermind. I think it's extremely important that you seek the right people and surround yourself with the right people that have your best interests at heart. And I encourage you to vet them. And if you want to up-level your life, your business, I encourage you to vet us, myself, my partner, Steve Cavanaugh, with the community and with the mastermind that we have built, ascendyoursuccess.com, if you have any interest in checking that out. And I trust and hope that my voice finds you doing amazing. And make sure to connect, tune in, subscribe to the Flip Empire Show so that you're notified every Monday and Thursday when new shows get released. I got some awesome stuff planned for you guys, and I will connect with you on the next one. Peace. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is, if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.